This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 110 for Wednesday, October 19th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed Wednesday, with the bias higher in the front months as the market recovered from early declines. Intermonth spreading was a feature. The nearby November contract up $10.10 at $870.50 per ton, posting the largest gains as participants were busy rolling their positions out of the front month ahead of its expiry. Meanwhile, the January contract up only $3.40 at $870.40. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided underlying support throughout the day, with a lack of significant farmer selling also underpinning the futures. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil both posted small gains, while a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar also helped underpin canola. Seasonal harvest pressure did keep a lid on the upside, with canola holding in a narrow range from a chart standpoint. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed, while corn and wheat were both lower. Soybean futures did find support from a rally in soy oil, but losses in the grains and soy meal weighed on prices that kept the beans near unchanged overall. The November contract up a half cent at the final bell at $13.72.5. Soy oil, meanwhile, up 190 points in the December contract at 70.64 cents per pound. Gains in crude oil amid tightening U.S. supplies were supportive for world vegetable oil markets, but expectations that more crude will be released from the U.S.'s strategic reserves did cap the upside there. Soybeans, they found themselves pressured by the advancing harvest, with conditions looking relatively favorable as it enters its final stages. Persistent issues for barge traffic along the Mississippi River were being followed as the backlog along that key corridor slows export movement out of the Gulf of Mexico. Corn, it's weaker, pressured by the advancing harvest and spillover from declines in wheat. Weekly U.S. ethanol data showed production of the renewable fuel edged back above 1 million barrels per day in the past week. That's the first time production was above that level since the beginning of August. Ethanol stocks still dipped by 19,000, now at 21.84 million barrels. Wheat, it is lower across the board, as shifting sentiment on the news out of Ukraine had a bearish influence. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in December at $9.54 per bushel. Kansas City down 2 and 3 quarter cents at $9.41 and 3 quarters. And Chicago wheat down 8 cents in the December contract at $8.41 and a quarter. While the declaration of martial law in Russian-controlled regions of the war-torn country were another sign of the escalation of the conflict in Ukraine, the latest grain market expectations are that exports will at least continue to flow through the Black Sea for the time being. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.